From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, welcome to Talking Flicks. Hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Mr. Lee on the opener. What's going on?
I know. I've taken over. Yes, this week I've taken over. We are going to be talking all things movies that have opened this week. And we're also going to have a bit of, you know, movie goss, our top fives that we do. We got some movie okey that, look, I must say, our movie okey is awesome, isn't it?
It is great. We keep getting, the feedback's been pretty positive considering the acting is really bad.
The acting's crap. I'm going to say it. I'll say it. It's crap. It's not good.
Speak for yourself, Mr. Lee.
But it is another great week, and I cannot believe this is our seventh week now, so this is awesome.
We just keep coming back, and it's, of course, all thanks to you streaming us every week, hopping on there and giving us a couple of streams. It's great, and getting involved in Movie Okey as well, so great to have you on board.
Excellent. And that's exactly right. And as we know, our great friends at Forum 6 Cinemas and Odeon 5 Cinema, they are sponsoring us this week yet again, which they have each and every week. If you want more details on any movies, head to forum6.com.au or odeon5cinema.com.au and they will tell you all the things that they're playing this week.
You're going to take my job, Mr. Lee. You're doing very well. And I should let the listeners know, too, you were in for a fantastic show. You want to know why? Because in our pre-show meeting, Mr. Lee's been doing lots of research.
Yes, and that's a bit scary because, as you know, I don't really do research and I don't go to our pre-production meetings at all.
No,
so
no,
this is a first.
And just so that everyone knows, I do invite you. I do invite you to
attend. Yeah, I know,
attend.
And you do. You do, and I just don't go because I just go, well, what's the point?
So I've got to be honest, I was blown away, and your research is top-notch too, so you were in for a fantastic show. And also should point out too, Mr. Lee, we've got a big surprise coming a little bit later on.
We have, and I'm so excited about this. I cannot wait to announce, and it's going to be great. People are going to go, wow.
Yeah. So what could that be? You'll have to find out a bit later on.
Absolutely. So true.
Well, should we get this underway, Mr. Lee? Should we do some opening movies? What do you reckon?
I think we should. The first movie we're going to talk about, and you know, this actually started way back in 1979, which was probably before you were born, was it, Jay?
Mr. Lee, it was a long time before I was born, but you were around though. So that is the...
I was.
And this was around a long time after you were born.
You did have to bring that up. I won't say how old I was, but I was little.
And you had a bit more hair then too, so...
a lot more,
yes.
I had curls. I actually had curls when that age. So that's pretty scary.
We'll get those photos out a bit later on, but yes.
Wow. We're talking, of course, Mad Max. So Mad Max started in 1979. Then we got Mad Max 2 in 1982. Then Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome in 85. Then Fury Road in 2015. And now... all opened is Furiosa Mad Max Saga, which is actually a prequel, Jay, to Fury Road.
Yeah. Which one? How long ago was that? It wasn't that long ago, was it? It was just a few years
Fury
ago.
Fury Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2015.
There you go. So, well, that wasn't long at all. I mean, that feels like just yesterday, right? I think we spoke about that back in the old day. That was...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, 9 years, that's nothing.
That's nothing, is it? Yeah. But this time, back with Anya Taylor-Joy and our very own Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, and Chris Hemsworth, which he is playing one of the main leads. He's actually playing the doctor, who is probably the baddie that takes the kid away, which is Furiosa. And it's all about when she gets snatched from Green Place of Many Mothers. And, yeah, she goes on a way to get back home. She goes on a journey.
She goes on a journey, yeah. And Chris Hemsworth, you know, he's recently spoken out about how much he loves this movie. He said it was probably one of the best experiences of his career. Check this out.
That, often I get a script and I know from the first read, the second read, I know who the character is. And I get an instant sort of visceral kind of feeling attached to it. And I go, right, got it, right? This I had read 2 years before I started shooting and was in awe of the script. It's the most beautiful thing I've read. I love George Miller. But I didn't know who this character was. And we did about 4 weeks of rehearsals and we started digging in and diving into it and things started coming to me. And then about 2 weeks prior to shooting, something clicked. I went, I think that's who it is. I think that's how he moved. But in the build up, and I'm talking a couple of years, yeah. I was scared out of my mind. I'm like, I'm going to derail, you know, one of the most iconic franchises. I'm going to bring down Mad Max.
Well, he certainly didn't bring it down, but it just goes to show you how much effort goes into having to learn your character. Four weeks of rehearsals, and that's before they've even started shooting the film.
It must be so hard to actually find, you know, that character, especially this type of character. It's not just, you know, playing a dad or mom or, you know, something like that. This is actually something that is pretty hard to do.
Mad Max. Well, let's have a listen to this incredible movie, Mad Max Furiosa, which is out this week. Surround sound. Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. That is an epic, epic movie.
Absolutely crazy.
Before we go on, Jay, I have to just bring in one little thing. Do you know John Howard, not the politician, the actor who was in All Saints, he played the Doctor in Sea Change. He's actually back in this one as well because he was in Fury Road, but his character's name is the People Eater.
Wow.
What a name. What a great name. I love that.
Imagine explaining that to everyone. What do you play? The People Eater. That's okay, what do you do? And he's still going. John Howard.
He's still going. Yeah. Cause do you remember when he came to Tamworth and we interviewed him and good.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. Good to see.
Now, this was actually filmed in Sydney as well. So another Australian-made movie.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that. And that is out now at your local cinema. 2024 has been the year of horror movies, hasn't it? Because we've had some great ones. We've had Abigail and we've had Tarot. And now we've got a movie that I cannot wait to go out and see this. This just looks so good. And it's actually a movie going dating back to a bunch of films that came out in the 2000s and in the 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
The Strangers, do you remember that?
No, I don't, because as you know, I don't do horrors.
Of course you
don't. I vaguely remember it, but I know I didn't watch it, because I have to say, when I watched the trailer of this, I just went, yeah, that's enough for me. Nothing worse than breaking down in a town. Like, you know it's going to be bad, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And as it happens to be, the car breaks down. There's this couple that are driving across country, and they're forced to spend a night in a secluded rental. And then after dark, these three characters come out, and
they're all wearing masks.
They're wearing masks.
And that's scary. That's scary.
Spooky. There's a scene. There's a scene in the movie too. I think when she's in the shower, and he's looking through the glass, and freaky as. Yeah, you got to check this. So let's have a listen to Strangers, Chapter 1.
Do you know what today is?
Today is the third day of our 3-day road trip across the country.
Or our 5-year anniversary. What a cool little town. I actually like this so much better than a hotel. I'll bet the people who live here are really happy.
Tough crowd, right?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
The silence. It's nice. Is Tamara here?
No.
I think you have the wrong home. That was weird. You are the messiest eater on the planet.
About that, Mr. Lee.
Oh, look, I tell you, when I heard that again, that just really, it's too much. It's way too much. But you know, the funny thing is, you know, when she says, you hear that? And he goes, what? The silence? I thought if she had said the serenity, that would have done me. I would have just went, wow, that's pretty big. The castle's massive. It's made it.
Oh, yeah. No. She didn't quite go that far, Mr. Lee.
I know. But it would have been funny if it was.
Well, I was thinking when I heard that, I'm thinking she's going to say, did you hear that? Someone's out there. But no, she was this is before it got epic during the night.
Yes.
But it becomes a battle for survival with these three masked strangers. Another thing, too, I should point out as well, Mr. Lee, it's a reboot. So you may very well remember the movie from back in 2008 and also one in 2018, Strangers. So there was a couple of movies there. But this time around, not just is it a reboot, it's a trilogy. So they're going to make three films out of this.
They are. And what they did, this is actually very, very interesting. Rennie Harlan, who's the director of this chapter one. There's also the director of chapter two and chapter three. And what they did was they actually filmed the whole three in one go. So after 52 days of filming all three movies.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like how they how they can put it together in such a short time. And this is Rennie talking about putting the three movies together.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity, which, you know, hasn't been done many times, but for the studio to trust us and say, we believe this in this so strongly, we're going to just make three movies in one go instead of the usual, like, well, let's see how it goes, and then a couple of years later, we'll get the band back together, in which case everybody's changed and everybody's grown and everybody's different. So I think the advantage was just exceptional to be able to explore these characters in a 4.5 hour span, in a 5 day span in the story, and go so much deeper into their psychology instead of a normal movie.
Well, there you go, Mr. Lee. So we know at the end of the three movies, we're looking at about 4.5 hours of horror, which is fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, for you, yes, it is. You will enjoy that.
Cannot wait.
And you know what? You can have your choc chop and just go and see that. It scares me. But I must say, I did watch Tarot, so I am getting there, kind of.
It is. But this looks freaky. It really does. And it does. If you love your horror movies, it's one you're going to have to see. So that is out now. So you can go and check that out this week. Also screening, Mr. Lee, as we speak of horror movies, what's the first one?
It's Tarot. It's also playing. We've also got Freud's Last Session, The Fall Guy, Abigail, and Kung Fu Panda 4 all playing. Plus, also, Wagga has a screening of Challengers, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Godzilla, X-Con, The New Empire, Turbo, which is a new Bollywood movie. But they've also got special screening of What About Sal. Now, Tamworth, we've still got Zone of Interest playing. Plus, we've got a Nepalese movie playing called Boski Ko Ga.
This is the Nepalese movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. Now, Odeon 5, they've also got Turbo. And they've got a special screening on Sunday for the Garfield movie, Godzilla, X-Con, The New Empire, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and they've also got the Orange Film Society movie this week called May, December. Now, another movie that I did forget to mention that we're all playing is Golda. Now, this is the new Helen Mirren movie that opened last week. I caught up with it on Sunday, and all I can say is, wow, this is incredible. And you know how I was saying that she was in the chair, makeup chair, for 3.5 hours?
Mm.
Yeah, you can see it. You can't even recognize it's Helen Mirren. And the way she acts as Golda Meir, the Israeli prime minister, is incredible. And you see some of the old footage, because they mix the old footage, which is the real Golda, as well as the new one. And it is just uncanny how they've made her look like her. But it is just, it's remarkable to watch. And if you're into history and war and why things are done and all that, this is the movie for you, which Golda's playing all over the place right now.
All right, Miss Lee, let's do some top fives. And as always, we like to check out different parts of the world. We went to Hungary last week, and the movies weren't that dissimilar to what we were doing. So let's go somewhere else. Where should we go this week?
Well, I was thinking, you know, I love Europe, and, you know, I've been to this country and I really liked it. So we're off to France this week.
Oh, oui, oui.
Yes, that's it. Ooh, la, la. Cool. Now, yes. We don't actually have a number five. I couldn't find what the fifth one was. So number four for France is All of Us Strangers. Number three is Poor Things. Number two is The First Omen. And number one for France, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
I love it how there is a bit of differential between some countries overseas and us, and it looks like it's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it? Because we are currently showing Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, but the First Omen, that was one that, well,
it was a while back.
Weeks ago, weren't we? So,
yes, and even Poor Things was ages ago for us. So
yeah,
it is interesting how they've only just got them over there. So there must be a reason studios have done it for. So yeah.
All right, Mr. Lee, the top five for Australia. How are we looking?
Well, let's have a look. Number five is The Strangers, Chapter One. Number four is Challengers. Number three is The Fall Guy. Number two is If. But number one for another week is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
How good. 2 weeks running. I think it's going to be a hard one to knock off.
I think it will be. I think it's going to be there. But you know what? I reckon Furiosa might have a chance.
Let's go around the country. Let's go to a different state. We've done New South Wales. We've done Victoria. And we've done South Australia. I'm thinking we're going west. Is that right?
Well, you know what? I was going to try to trick you, but no, you got it. So we're off to Western Australia. You've done very well. Number five for Western Australia is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number four is The Stranger, Chapter 1. Number three is The Fall Guy. Number two is If. But number one for Western Australia is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Must be doing really well at the box office, I'm thinking, after. Oh, it is. Yeah, it could be one of the biggest movies of the year.
And globally, it's doing really well.
Yeah, huge. Not many countries wouldn't have it at number one. So that's really good. Recently, let's have a look at some news, because that's what we're about here at Talk and Flicks. We love bringing you the latest in movie news. And you've got something on Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Now, Mel's actually directing a new movie called Flight Risk, and it's all about an air marshal transporting a fugitive across to the Alaskan wilderness. But, of course, something happens to the small plane, and Mark Wahlberg's character tries to save the day.
Nice.
I have no idea. I don't know whether he saves the day. I just made that part up. It sounded good, but didn't it? But well, no, it is all about a fugitive.
You had me sold. Again, I just look at
an air marshal.
I just look at it and go, Mr. Lee, your research again is El Supremo. So, but then you let yourself down by admitting you didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah, no, Mark Wahlberg's actually the air marshal. So, yeah.
Oh, look, you know what? I like the sound of it. It's just a shame there's no they're saying July. That's not that far away.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, not that far. But talking of Mark Wahlberg, because as you know, he's in Australia at the moment filming a movie, which I can't remember what it is, and I don't think I'm allowed to say either, but he's actually going to be the new Steve Austin in the new movie called The $6 Billion Man, which is based on the 70s TV show, which was called The $6 Million Man. So inflation since the 70s has gone to billion now. So that'll be interesting. I loved $6 Million Man as a kid. And the Bionic Woman, loved all those.
Well, it was a movie back in your day, Mr. Lee. So, I just want to know, geez, you've really sold yourself out this episode, haven't you? You just left yourself way too open, Mr. Lee. You should have thought about that when you drafted the run sheet.
I should have.
I want to know, is the movie going to be 70s inspired? Is that what we're going to see?
I don't know, because it should, if the inflation's gone to billion instead of million, it might be set in the modern time, which would be very interesting.
Because
you imagine some of the bionics that they would have nowadays compared to the 70s. We thought that was pretty flash in the 70s, let me tell you, where now, bionics would be more superior now.
Because we all know how much Mark Wahlberg loves the 70s film. Remember Boogie Nights? He was in all those years ago when he played the porn star.
Yeah,
got out of control. That was my goodness.
Oh,
and remember,
especially
he's in
the end. If you haven't seen the end, oh my god!
I'm guessing you've seen it, Mr. Lee. I would imagine
I have.
What were your thoughts?
Not about a tissue, let me tell you. A boogie in a tissue. Oh my god! No, but anyway.
Yeah. Wow. That was. Yeah. Yes. What a crazy. And that's why I'm just thinking. I'm getting flashbacks to that movie. So, and I'll be honest, after seeing that movie, I never looked at Mark Wahlberg the same. So, that's one to keep an eye out for, the $6 Billion Man. Let's go around the screens, Mr. Lee, and let's start with Tamworth.
Yeah, look, on May 31, we've got Gravel Road playing, and this is all about a singer-songwriter who is in the most remote area of Australia, and he's in a rock band called the Desert Stars. It's a four-piece band, and they're actually going to be playing after the doco that we play As well as another band too, which is great, which is called The Remains. So we'll have a Q&A, we have the movie, then two live bands the cinema.
Oh my goodness, two live bands in the Forum 6 yes. in Tamworth.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So how exciting is that?
How are you going to fit it all in? Like that's down the front of the screen. Is that where it's?
Yeah. Just in front of all the screens, the band's going to play. So they're really going to pump it out. So I cannot wait to see that.
Oh, you'll especially, be down the front, you know, won't you, Mr. Lee? You'll be down there. You'll be busting out a few of those 70s dance moves.
Anyway. Moving on. Orange, on June 8th, they've got the Twilight screening. Head to the Odeon 5 website to get your tickets.
This is what we spoke about last week, being the Fan 4 screening. Yeah. So there's a minimum number pretty much that's got to be reached.
Yeah. Correct. And if they don't reach it, it doesn't go ahead. So you've got to buy your tickets. If you want to see it on the big screen, you've got to buy your tickets now. If it doesn't proceed, I will tell you, if it doesn't go, you don't get charged on your credit card for it. So the only time you get charged is when you receive an email saying it's going ahead. So then you know it will be going.
How good. So, and let's do Wagga as well. We spoke about it before. What about Sal? It's the screening and the Q&A with the legend John Jarrett. That is happening on May 29. And Sal, it's about this 30s guy who's got Down syndrome. And Mr. Lee, we've seen the trailer and it's just a movie that just really, really hits you, doesn't it? When you look at the trailer.
It certainly does, Jay. And you want to know what's going to happen. And as soon as you do watch the trailer, you just go, oh, my God, I need to know. So you've got to go watch the movie to find out what happens to poor Sal.
What a journey and quite an emotional roller coaster as well. But, Mr. Lee, you and I love a good tearjerker every now and then. So
we certainly do. Fault of our stars. Yes, we do, don't we,
Jay? We don't talk about that, Mr. Lee. We don't talk about that. Oh, Mr. Lee, I'm still getting over that.
You're paying on me. I can pay back on you. So that was the funniest thing to see.
It was a good movie, Mr. Lee.
It was a good movie.
And I still tear up.
Yeah, exactly. It made it good when you teared up. You really enjoyed it.
You know what? You've opened up some scars for me now, so I'm going to have to watch it again very soon. I'll have to, hopefully it's on one of those streaming services we will not mention.
And you know what? You could probably watch it with your wife and just go, let's go watch a movie and, yeah.
I might get lucky, Mr. Lee. Who knows? It just depends.
You might.
That's anything could happen. So, where are we? We need to get back on track here, Mr. Lee. We digress. In its opening week next week, I've been waiting for this one to take the kids to Garfield.
Yes, and it's Chris Pratt, Samuel Jackson, and Hannah Waddingham. I love Hannah Waddingham. She is so good. Did you ever see her in Ted Lasso?
Yes.
She was brilliant in that. She was so good. And Chris Pratt, he does so many great voices. He was in the Lego movie, of course. He played Emmett. He is quite a massive star. So the Lego movie, I was going about to say, the Garfield movie starts next week. Now, another one that is opening next week in all three sites is The Way, My Way. Now, this is all about a guy who wants to go do the
Camino de Santiago.
Camino, that's it. That's
Camino
it. Thank
de
you
Santiago.
So much.
You got to say it like that, Mr. Santiago.
I'm going to have to say that, like the Camino de Santiago walk, and it is a very powerful journey that he goes on.
One step at a time, Mr. Lee, one step at a time.
Yeah, that's it. And when he hurts himself and what he's got to do, it's quite remarkable. Chris Haywood is in it. And the other one, now this is a very interesting, it's a Japanese movie called Perfect Days, and we'll talk about it more next week, but he is a toilet cleaner in Tokyo, and he's quite content with his life.
That sounds riveting, Mr. Lee.
It does, but you know what? There is a job for every single person, and if you're happy doing that, that's a great thing.
Totally. It's just, you just didn't sell it very well, that's all.
I didn't. But next week I'll sell it better. I will sell it better.
Hey, look, toilet cleaners get paid good money, all right? So,
yeah.
But look, you know what? I love it when you come up. I love your surprise movies, Mr. Lee, because that sometimes those ones go better than the strangers, you know? So
yes.
That's one to we'll look at next week. We'll dissect it, and you and I have to watch it. So
yeah.
And then we'll see what happens to the toilet cleaner. So
yeah,
hopefully he's okay.
He will. I'm sure he will be. But he likes, yeah, that's what he likes to do. And, you know, good on him for doing it because there is something for everyone. And everyone has to do, and it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're happy, which I have got the best job in the world. I know I have. So I am happy in my
job.
What
the hell is this?
Oh, my God. We're getting a bit very emotional, aren't we, about talking all these things?
I'm gone. Check it out. Oh, my God. Should we do Mibiaki, Mr. Lee?
Oh, I think we should. I think, yeah, we'll just give that a go.
This could be our worst one yet.
Guess the flick, win the ticks. It's time to play everyone's favourite game with some not-so-great acting. This is Talking Flicks, Mibiaki.
So here, this is how it works. If you need to talk and flicks, Mr. Lee and I will act out a scene from a popular movie. And I should say, Mr. Lee, a very popular movie this week.
Yes, one it's of the very biggest popular, ever. Right?
We'll act it out. We're going to do some pretty poor acting, giving you a little bit of a warning in advance, so this won't be fantastic. But if you can decipher it, then you go online to the 4 and 6 website or the Odeon 5 and you tell us which movie it is and you're in with the chance to score yourself a double pass to see a movie of your choosing at your local cinema.
Which is pretty, pretty good.
Let's go, Mr. Lee. Are you ready?
Oh, this is going
to
be...
Just do my exercises. Good to go.
And I noticed that you gave yourself all the big part too, by the way.
Well, can I be honest, right? I did actually have you down for my
Oh, thank God. I'm so pleased because I was paying it. But and no, I'm happy that you did it.
Because, look, we're learning a lot of Mr. Lee about putting you into the character that you can warm into. So, and I just
well, you know what? You were built if I had the script thing. Earlier, I would feel it. And as we heard Chris Hemsworth say, if you get the script, you know, and you can run through it, you exactly. know you've, what the part is. But I only get the script 5 seconds beforehand. So.
Mr. Lee, do not blame the script, okay? Do not blame the script. Your dodgy acting, okay? We're going to do this. Are you ready to go?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Harry, got something for you. Freda might have sat on it at some point, but I imagine it'll taste fine just the same. Baked it myself. Words and all, eh?
Thank you.
It's not every day that you're a young man turns 11 now, is it, eh?
Excuse me? Who are you?
Rubius Hagrid, Keeper of Keys and Grounds at Hogwarts. Of course, you'll know all about Hogwarts.
Sorry? No?
No? Blimey. Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Wait, what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
What?
A wizard. And a thumping good one, I'd wager, once you're trained up a little.
No. You've made a mistake. I mean, I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry. Just Harry.
Oh, Mr. Lee, oh. Yes.
That was actually pretty damn good.
Killed it, Mr. Lee. That was our best one yet, by far.
I think it is. And we didn't even crack up or anything through it, so I think that was really good.
Oh, it was so composed. How good.
Yes. I felt it.
I felt it too. Yeah. But did you feel it? If you know what it is, now is the time to cash that in for some movie tickets. Mr. Lee, you've got to go online and do it.
Yes. Just head to our website, either the Forum 6 Cinema or the Odeon 5 Cinema website, and you click on the Talking Flicks webpage, and somewhere on there it'll have a little, towards the top, I will say, a place where it says this week's question and answer. Click on that. Send us your answer, just like our winner last week, Jay. And
yes,
guess who that was?
Aisha from Tamworth. Congratulations, Aisha. Yay.
How good is that? She picked Toy Story, so yes, that's very good.
And I'm sure she was very happy. Well, she managed to get it, so obviously our acting was pretty good last week. But
you kind of had to get it, wouldn't you?
Congratulations to Aisha. You've scored yourself a double pass, and you could be next, so make sure you go online right now and register. Mr. Lee, as we come to the end of Talk and Flicks for this week, we did say at the start of the show, we have a big surprise.
Yes, a massive, massive surprise. So, would you like to announce it, Jay?
I suppose so, Mr. Lee. So we haven't had any guests on Talk and Flicks yet, but we are about to change that, Mr. Lee.
Which I cannot believe. I still can't believe.
We have a special guest joining us. It is the one and only, he's an Aussie legend. You'd know him out of such films as Wolf Creek, as Mick Taylor. John Jarrett's joining us to catch up and talk all things about his new movie, What About Sal?
And it is going to be epic to actually talk to him. I'm very excited because do you remember some years ago we talked to him when he stalked her?
Yeah, on that movie? With that Karen Fairfax.
Yep.
Yeah. And look, and we spoke about it before. It looks like a fantastic movie. He's coming to Wagga.
Yes.
He'll be there on the 29th doing a Q&A, so you can actually meet him in the flesh if you head along to the film. But we'll be catching up with him to talk about the movie, his role, not just as a director, writer, actor in the movie. And Mr. Lee, I want to know, Wolf Creek 3, I've heard rumours. I want to know, has it started yet? Is it going to happen? Is it just all rumour? I want to find that out.
Oh, well, you'll have to ask him, find out.
Have to find out. And the good news is that will be dropping in a special edition of Talking Flicks Monday morning. So make sure you hop on that and have a listen along to it and then get along and check out the movie at Forum 6 in Wagga on Wednesday. Should be a massive night, Mr. Lee.
I think it's going to be huge. And you've got to get a selfie with him because I think he would love that, to have a photo with, the one and only legend, John Jarrett.
Mick Taylor.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely. And I'm sure you'll make your way down to Wagga to have your photo, Mr. Lee, because we know how much you love a good photo opportunity. So you won't be missing out on that. So next week when you're absent, we know whereabouts you'll be. So
yes,
I'll be doing Talking Flicks by myself next week because Mr. Lee will be in Wagga. So thank you as always, Mr. Lee, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.